Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. Hi guys, this is Ishai Breslauer with the CRE Shark Eye Show. I hope you guys are doing fantastic today. And this Thursday, what I want to do is I want to talk about something that I think about often, but I think it's a great topic. And usually on Thursdays, trying to get inspirational, trying to get some stories, trying to get some thoughts that are beyond the commercial real estate realm, sometimes in the business world and sometimes in the personal world. It could be anything in the professional world. And what I want to talk about today is what a lot of people apply is the art of the comeback. And is comeback really an art? Is it an art? Is it something that we look at it and we say, wow, he made a comeback. What a great plan. Is it a plan? So the truth of the matter is, there's no art that is called a comeback, in my opinion. There's no such thing that is called the art of the comeback, that people go in order to make a comeback, okay? I'll be back. Famous Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Terminator, I'll be back line, which was well planned. Is it true also for all those entrepreneurs, athletes, statesmen, and all these people who were involved in whatever they were involved? Were they planning to come back? Did they plan to actually come back, go away in order to come back? And the answer is absolutely not. But I think that the comeback is underrated, the whole thing of the comeback. And I want to talk about this for a second, because what does that really mean? It means that you got life threw you off your track and forced you to take time off. Whether you decided to do that or it was decided for you, that's reality. You had to take that time off and you happened to find yourself away from everything that you were in it before. To give the most classic example, we talk about Michael Jordan, right? We talk about Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan is the best example for it. Why? Because Michael Jordan, and we know it from Statesman, and we're going to talk about that, but first, Michael Jordan is the classic one because in 1993, he chose to step away from the game feeling that he has sort of maxed out with the media all over him, with everything that happened and so on and so forth. And he decided it's time to take off. It's time to take a break. And a lot of people say that if he would have stayed, they would win a championships. Could be. In my opinion, he was the greatest who played the game until this day and age. No questions about it. However, I don't know if they'll be winning a championship, not because Michael Jordan is not Michael Jordan, but because of something else. Because I believe that he needed that time off in order to find his way back in. He had that edge of winning and he felt that he sort of lost it. You know, after 3 years, streak of the three-peat, to feel that you still want to do this on that high level and to win championships, it's very hard. It's really tough. It's tough to play, say the least, to actually win a championship. And when he was off, and here is the key to everything. When he was off, he did not know he will come back. I'm going to repeat this sentence because I'm going to show you more examples. When he was off, when he was away, he did not know he will come back. And that is the key. Because the time off gives you the opportunity to regroup, reflect, meditate, understand yourself in a different way. And sometimes it's another life that you just got, which forces you to do something else. And you may not come back. But there's certain situations that cause people to come back because that new life or new situation with that break or being away from everything And taking that break brought them to new heights and a new level that when they did come back and they decided to come back or they got the opportunity to come back, they skyrocketed. They soared to levels that no one could believe. And here's the key. And I want to give you a few examples, okay? I got a few examples. I wrote it down so I won't forget, okay? So first of all, we know Abe Lincoln, right? Going, trying out, come back, eventually became president. So that's one thing that's also for the never give up type of a thing. The story of Pele, whatever you want to call it, the greatest soccer player of all time, many say, right? And Pele, it's a very interesting thing because the story goes that he won those World Cups, etc. And then he got to 1966 and they played against a team that knocked them out. The Brazilians were knocked out because they found a way how to sort of get to Pele, and I think they beat him up and whatever happened there, but his career was, many said at the time, was over. He was older, and he was injured, or he was bitten up, or whatever happened there, but there was no chance he's coming back. He was gone. And everybody said, we saw the best one, and we saw him there, and he's gone, he's out. It's over, right? And no, it wasn't, because we all know what happened when he came back in 1970, he won the World Cup again. And that's an example of a comeback. He did not plan to get injured or to get beaten up or to, but that time probably got him to regroup and to think and to recharge and to give him the opportunity to come back stronger. That's what, another example. Another example is, of course, Muhammad Ali. Great example is when he lost to Frazier. And it was older, and many thoughts, most of the people, I think everybody thought that he's gone, he's out. He did his thing, he was great, he was amazing, he was a champion, and his time came, and that's it. It's time to go. It's time for him to go. It's time for him to get out of the scene and to let the other people come about. And then came, and we all know that it was not over, because when he came back, he was against George Foreman. And we all know what happened there. And, you know, that's the most famous fight I think Muhammad Ali ever had. You know, the whole scene of, you know, with this old rhyme, I'm mean, I can do this and I can do that and so on and so forth. And you don't write me off and I'm going to beat him. And everybody laughed, but nobody laughed after he actually did it. So that's another unbelievable example. Another example I want to give you is James Braddock, Jimmy Braddock. Was played by, I forgot the actor's name. I think it's Russell Crowe. I think it was him. But anyways, the Cinderella Man. Okay, I don't know if it was the actor. The Cinderella Man, one of my favorite movies. Look what happened there. Cinderella Man, he was a boxer. He was great. He was professional. Everybody knew that. Everybody knew he's dangerous. He's great. And then he got injured in his hand and he was finished. And he was forced to leave the scenery of boxing at the worst time, probably in the history of the United States. That was the Depression, the Great Depression. And they had to leave a nice home and go to live in Jersey in a place that was literally a dump or a tiny, tiny apartment. And he got to a point that he was so poor, he couldn't even work. And his hand was bad and everything was bad. And the kids they cut off their electricity and the kids got sick. And at that point, the kids had to go somewhere else and he wanted to back the kids so badly. He went and I remember that scene. That scene, I think, is one of the most powerful scenes in any movie you could think of. He walks down back to the city, to Manhattan, to meet all those big boxers, not big boxers, big, you know, all those managers of boxing and those commissioners and whoever was there. And he meets all these people at the bar and they see him and he's dressed as a poor man with nothing. And they say, hi, Jimmy. And they feel so bad. And he stands up and said, you know me, I would never do that, but you know, I got to get my kids back. And he asked begs for money, and everybody's giving him something. And then he goes back home, he pays the electricity, and he gets back the kids. But he had to swallow his dignity and do the worst thing he could think of. And while he was doing that, he had to pick up, you know, get those side jobs in order to bring some food, put some food on the table. And he had to pick those, you know, sack of potatoes. I don't know what it was. He had to pick those things up. And all along, his weaker hand became, because the hand that he was boxing with was damaged. So he had to use the other hand, and that weaker hand became very strong. And that caused him to come back to boxing and actually made him a champion in the end, to come all the way to win the world champions. So did he plan to go into, during the worst time financially, to go through the Great Depression, being poor, beg for all these things, doing all that stuff, and then come back to box? No, he did not plan that. That's not, it's out of plan. What am I trying to tell you? What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to point out is a very important thing. I'm trying to point out the thing that all of us, we are all going through stuff. We're all going through stuff, bigger, smaller, medium, large, doesn't matter. We're going through everything. There's turmoil, there's adversities, there's all kinds of things that, are going on, right, in our lives. And many times we are forced to take the time off. We're forced not to be where we were. We lose our jobs, or we have to close something down, or we have to step away for whatever reason. It's not the end, because there's a reason why we're stepped off. And many times, some people have to go to a different country, or they have to go through a period of quiet. And what that's, everybody's talking about pivoting. Don't underestimate the time off, the time that is not fun, the time that nobody wants to be in, the time that we're not productive, the time that we have no title or no dignity per se, you know, because we are not what we dream to be, the time that you are in the lowest point, the time that you don't have anything. You don't have your business. You don't have your part. You don't have, and if it's your personal life, you're not married, you got divorced, you're not this. You are in that low point where you are, when the curve goes like this, and then you are like this, and you hit that lowest point. That lowest point, that time where you are on the way up, it's not necessarily because you got the position, you got the business, and you're on your way up. You're on your way up because you're working on this, because you're working on your psyche, because you're building your new you. That's what you're building. So that time, in order to make the right comeback, that time is, I believe, the most important time. Because many times people had to let people go, or to say goodbye to someone who did not want to stay in whatever organization or whatever situation. And then all of a sudden they met a new person. They met the same person, but he was new. And they said, I want you back. And then it was a different ball game. Everything changed. It was not what it used to be. It was a whole different thing. It was a whole different thing. Exactly like Chicago Bulls going through the Detroit Pistons, losing. And then coming back and winning in a way that, because they learned from what happened and they came back. It's not only not giving up, it's knowing what your mistakes were, going regroup, build the new you. And that's my message for today. My message for today to everybody is, let's build a new you. And that is something that is underrated. We have to understand that there's a renewal, and that renewal is something to be worked on. Okay? We're talking about commercial real estate many times, right? Because that's our show, the CRE Shark Eye Show. And I talk about that. And so many people that I've met and spoke about, even people who were on this show and hopefully will come on this show, because I try to find stories. So many times I try to find the asset classes and talking about what's going on with the multifamily or retail hotels or mixed use or industrial or whatever, you know, and trying to dig in all that. And all that is great. But I think the main part is the stories behind those people who build businesses or build their lives around something that they had passion for. And many of them, most of them, went through things that were not pleasant, that they did not plan to go through those things. They did not plan to have those situations. But those situations make them where they were. Those situations got them to build that business that they wanted. Those situations got them to succeed in that level that they had to. Because if they wouldn't go through that, they wouldn't have that new them, the new you part that will get you to read those books, do that thing, go through that reflect, like go through that meditation or that time where you discover and you find, and therefore you rebirth. Okay, that's another word. You need that. Everybody needs that. We all need that time in order to be the new us, the new you. And my message again is, if you are listening to me and you are someone who is now on that part where you were here, you're down there, and supposedly there's no hope because you were there. Think about your Pelé, Michael Jordan, James Braddock part, Abe Lincoln, you know, all those guys. If I'm missing someone, who else was there that I spoke about? Ali, you know, think about you yourself as one of those guys and that you're going through this time right now in order to come back. So think about how you can regroup now. What can you learn now? What happened before that you have to learn from it in order to be much better, in order to be something huge, in order to be something special? That's your rebirth. That's your time to get yourself to become that thing, that person that you dream to become. And you have to take that time as a gift. You got a gift. You got a gift to take yourself and to work on yourself, to bring yourself to another level. I had a conversation with the other day with a person and we spoke about investments and how the investments get a person better by having more and more cash flows, right? More like one asset, another asset, another asset. Some people do it with single family homes. Some people do it with duplexes. And of course, I talk about commercial real estate. Some people talk about the multifamily. They're having X amount of doors, another X amount of doors from 100 doors to 5,000 doors and more and more and more and more and more to grow, to be huge or to be small or to be medium, doesn't matter, but to have that cash flow and to grow, right? And we spoke about that. And at a certain point, we spoke about people who learn how to invest in the most best basic way. We have, let's say, one asset, another asset, another asset, let's say, single family home and so forth. And they don't want to grow. They don't care about any other thing, but they do that and they're happy with a few assets that they have. But their own position is not high, meaning they, in the marketplace, they're not valuable. So they are great at investment. They're great in finding assets. They're great in doing all that stuff. But in their profession, what they do for a living, until they will hopefully retire because they have that passive income, they're not too good at. They're not great at that. Meaning that their value in the marketplace is not as valuable. And therefore, they lose their jobs and they find themselves coming back to pretty much the same position, nothing more. They don't come from a $30,000 a year to a $50,000 to a $70,000, et cetera, et cetera. It's not happening to them, okay? They're coming from this point and they're staying in this point. And it goes like this, maybe a little more, a little less, a little more, maybe a little more. There's no significant boom. There's no spiky growth in their professional life. So they're growing in their investment perspective, slow but easy. Every few years they buy another asset, but they're not capable of getting themselves more valuable in the marketplace and cause them to lose jobs and not going back. And therefore, every time they buy an asset, they fall into that place where they are forced to sometimes even sell one or sell all of it, because all of those assets, because they need to live, because they're not making enough, because they didn't make enough before. And therefore, even though they bought two assets, now they're not making enough. So what is the answer for that? The answer for that, and why is it connected to everything I said? Because we came to the point and to a mutual agreement, me and that person that we spoke, meaning that we had that conversation, that personal development is the most important thing. To invest in yourself is the most important thing. Right. You have to have the cash flow. You have to have investments. You have to do that, you know, create your money work for you game. All that stuff is right. But if you're not working on yourself and you're not getting yourself better and better in the marketplace, you're not going to be able to maintain all those, because you're in danger. You are at risk. The risk factor is you in the marketplace. You have to work on the you in the marketplace. And therefore, every time you get off the boat, you're fired, you had to leave, something happened to the company that you worked in, or whatever happened to you in your business, doesn't matter. You have to take that time. You have to take that time in order to think, how am I taking this time? And I'm making myself worth a lot more. So when I get the chance back, I'll be ready. The worst thing is having the opportunity coming towards you and being not ready. That's the worst thing. That's what I think. And with that, guys, what I'm going to tell you is have a great weekend. I'm going to see you in the next show. Take care of yourself. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.